Hello everybody, Andy here again. Well, I've just been having a conversation, both on Twitter and to a limited extent on Facebook as well, all about Halloween, which for the British is tomorrow, Sunday, October 31st. But I think I'm right in saying the Americans have actually moved their celebrations forward to today so that they don't fall on a Sunday. And I happened to post earlier onto Twitter and onto Facebook as well how the fact that the older I get, the less I like, or the more I dislike, the Halloween celebrations that we have here in the UK. And I've never been a great fan of them at all. But I thought I'd explain my feelings, actually, because they're slightly complicated. A couple of years ago, I was actually lucky enough to be over in America at this sort of time, well, actually the beginning of October. And I was in the city of Chicago, and I was also in Kentucky and driving around in a road trip. And I remember seeing the decorations on people's houses, whole houses completely covered in cobwebs, especially one particular house I remember in a suburb of Chicago, which was absolutely amazing, the way that it had been done up. It's a really big celebration with all the pumpkins and everything that's done over there, and they've almost got a tradition of the trick-or-treating that they do over there. But one of my problems is the way that that has been imported over to here, because I don't really remember that as a child, anything along the lines of trick-or-treating or anything. Yes, I remember things about witches and all that type of thing. But that we seem to have imported what we celebrate in Britain from America, but the Americans do it so much better. What I dislike about the British way of doing it, and this is really came about, I think, over the past 10 years, where, and even possibly even shorter time span than that, where supermarkets and shops have really got into this and they're selling it. It's like a pre-Christmas celebration come now to sell things in shops, to get kids to dress up in zombie outfits and all this type of thing, which we certainly never did. And then the trick-or-treating thing, which even in some places has got sinister overtones, where it's a case of give us something or else. Yes, I know that sort of thing has happened in America, but it's far more family-friendly over there. Yes, I know that lots of families celebrate it, but I don't like that sort of thing. Maybe it's a bit of a bar humbug thing, but I look back to what it was when I was a child. Yes, Halloween did exist, but it was nothing special. It's something that, as I said, that we've imported. But ironically enough, the whole Halloween celebration, All Hallows Eve, as it originally was called, the whole trick and treating idea actually came from Britain, apparently. I didn't realise that. And then it was imported into America at the beginning of the last century, and then it took off from there because of people started writing about these old traditions that we had in Britain about going around to people's houses. I think it was people tied up with the poor, etc. It was, once again, it was actually like a pre-Christmas type of thing. All Hallows Eve, the idea being that it was that division between the summer and the winter, with the nights drawing in, etc., and then all those sinister overtones that might have happened, although it goes right back, it's pre-Christian, most of the celebrations that we have now. So it's not a religious objection I've got, because I've got no religious overtones at all. But the other reason that I dislike it in some ways is because we have, you know, the Americans, they have their, I know they've got Thanksgiving coming up fairly shortly, but they celebrate Halloween in a big way, in a great way. But we have another great celebration literally just around the corner, and it's called Bonfire Night. Why don't we concentrate on something that is uniquely British, that is you know, 1605, and, you know, November the 5th, and, you know, remember Guy Fawkes and all that sort of stuff. Why don't we concentrate on our own traditions instead of actually importing somebody else's? And, as I said, my own reason for that is because people now don't buy so many fireworks as they used to do in the past. We all go to big celebrations and displays, which is fine. And now people don't buy them. The supermarkets, the shops, cynical point of view, but they now have to find some other way of getting us to part with their money. So they exploit the children, they exploit the parents by selling masks and all these dodgy bits and pieces and paraphernalia in supermarkets. And we all know what happens. I saw someone in a supermarket myself this morning with his children, and he bought 3 big pumpkins. It's the only time we ever see pumpkins in this country. They grow a lot in America, whereas we never seem to grow them apart from cutting them up. And what a waste that is. They might look pretty. So there you are. That's my thoughts on the subject. I've got nothing against the celebration at all, but I just think that we should celebrate our own events, our own anniversaries, rather than importing other people's. We've got so much in this country to be proud of, to be grateful for, and lots of things worth celebrating. So let's celebrate them instead of importing something for somewhere or somebody else, and all in for monetary gain, as far as I can see as well. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.